Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Libertarian Republican Podcast. This is episode 39. I'm Chris. Hello again. This episode, I want to talk about a few things, but kind of modern monetary theory, maybe a little bit of that, and a little bit of how the government, how our relationship with the government is devolving into something that it was never supposed to be. So, you know, I've talked about this before, about how government is supposed to be our employee, right? We pay taxes. You know, we go to work, we earn money, and we pay some of that money in taxes to a government so that the government can, in return, give us certain services and certain goods, certain public goods, like roads and bridges and stuff like that. But that implies an employer-employee relationship, right? It implies this, that they work for us. We are their boss. We give them money, and then they damn well better provide us with what we want in the way that we want it, or else we will fire them. But that's no longer the relationship that we have with government. And government is now our boss. Government is our master. The government tells us what to do. The government runs our lives. The government is in total control of us. And this is where, I think this is where modern monetary theory comes in. And I'm not an expert on MMT, and I'm not an economist, but it's this idea that, you know, like I said, it used to be that we go to work and we pay taxes. You know, we earn money, and then some of that money we pay in taxes. Well, the MMT theory essentially is this is almost a bastardization of, it's a distortion of the MMT theory, which if you go into it is still terrible and stupid. But the politicians who are embracing MMT, they don't really know everything about it. So they just hear the words that, a sentence like, the government can print as much money as we want and it doesn't matter, you know, government, national debt doesn't matter because we owe it to ourselves and we can print our own money. And so basically it's just an excuse for the government to spend a lot more money. And that's all they really care about. So they have a bumper sticker depth knowledge of MMT or economics in general. And they just use it because they hear, oh, this is great. This is economic theory that says we can spend as much money as we want and it doesn't matter. So that's what they're doing. They're spending as much money as they want and it doesn't matter. And they think it doesn't matter. And they're getting to the point where they don't need us anymore. And I think we saw that during COVID, right? They shut us down. They shut down our economy, the private sector economy, the tax-paying economy, but they didn't shut down their economy, right? They never shut down the government. They never shut down it. No government employee ever missed a paycheck. They never shut down the tax-consuming economy. In fact, they expanded it, right? Because they started sending out welfare checks to everybody. And so I think we're entering an extremely dangerous area here. And this is why I think the Democrat Party in America is much more dangerous and destructive than people think. You know, this is not a joke. This is the destruction of our civilization. I've said it before. This is the destruction of civilization. When you have people at the top who don't even understand what we do, what the people in the private sector do, they don't understand what we do. They don't understand that we are the ones who produce all of the goods and services that all of us rely on. They don't understand that, and they don't appreciate it at all. They think they can just send us all home, give us checks, and everything will be fine. And you know, and I think now we're, and I've talked about this before, about the supply chain issues. I think we understand that if everybody just stops making stuff, there's going to be less stuff. But see, the people in government, they're incredibly stupid people. They don't understand this. And because to them, especially to the left, the Democrats, the economy is, anybody in the private sector economy is just greedy and selfish and just trying to make a profit. Ugh, evil profit. All the good things come from the government. So as long as you don't shut down the government, all the good things come from the government. That's how they think. That's what they believe. And it's just, they are leading us to a like I've said, a shortage economy, where we are going to have shortages of everything. And the people in the government are they don't understand what they're doing. They're idiots. They're morons. And they don't understand all of this. And they think they can just print up as much money as they want and get everybody working for the government. And it doesn't matter if there's nobody left to pay the taxes. You know, remember, if everybody is working for the government, then who's paying taxes? Well, to the Democrats and to the real left in this country, they don't care. It doesn't matter because, well, they'll just print the money. And, you know, real modern monetary theory says that you can't do that. You can't really do that. You can only do that to hire idle resources to bring the economy up to full employment, which is all still dumb. It still has huge flaws because, obviously, you know, when the government is spending money, how do you know that look at the infrastructure bill? How do you know that any of those resources are idle? You know, I mean, it's one thing to hire only unemployed people. But how can you target your spending so that you're only hiring unemployed people? It's almost impossible to do that. So it's as we've seen in the past throughout history, that idea that you are only hiring unemployed people is ridiculous. But I don't want to get into how dumb modern monetary theory is. I just want to get into how the really dumbest politicians that run our country, including the president, by the way, he's a complete moron. These people they're taking the most simplistic explanation of modern monetary theory and using it as an excuse to just spend as much money as they want. And this is going to end in disaster. It's going to cause inflation. It's already causing inflation. And look, I think it's a mistake to just blame Joe Biden for the current inflation. This inflation has been building since the Obama years. It's been building since the 2008 financial crisis and the response, the Obama response. We had 8 years of huge deficits under Obama. We had huge deficits under Trump. So, you know, this idea that this is not just because of Joe Biden. This is because of a general inability of our government to balance its own budget. And it's both parties have been a problem. Have been a part of this, and we all seem to think that this is going we're going to get away with this. We can just spend as much money as we want. And the Democrats now are getting to the point where that they truly believe that. They're embracing this now. It used to be that deficit's not very good. We should raise taxes. But now they're getting to the point where they know that they can't raise enough taxes. You can't tax. If you taxed all of the richest people in the country, that they'd blow through that money in a heartbeat. It's nothing to how much money the government is spending now. So this is getting way out of hand, and the Democrats are embracing it. I mean, their economic philosophy is even worse than it's ever been, and they're embracing it even even harder than they ever have been, than they ever have before. So I think that this is one of the things that we, as Republicans, we need to talk about with Democrats. We need to talk about this stuff. We need to say, look, this is unsustainable. And I went through I did a whole episode a while ago on how America is becoming unsustainable, where we have more and more and more people living off of the earnings of fewer and fewer and fewer people. And look, this is how it works. This is how countries fall apart. And this is how communist revolutions work, which is, like I've said, the Democrats are communists, and they are going to, when there's no money left, when they really get to the point where they realize that they can't spend all this money, they're just going to come and steal it. They're going to steal it. We're not going to be talking about taxing the rich. They're going to be talking about stealing from the rich, taking it all. And then when that money's all gone, they're going to go down the upper middle class. They have to pay now. Yeah, they got to pay. And then it's going to be, the middle class. Well, yeah, they got to pay. And then there'll be nobody left except them, the people, the Democrats, the communist rulers, the political ruling class at the top, and the peasants. And that's essentially what the Soviet Union turned into. You know, you had everybody was a peasant. And then you had the politically connected, the actual political ruling class, and the people who were connected to them and protected by them. And that's what America's turning into. That's our future. These people are going to steal everything and consume it because they don't understand the way the economy works. They don't understand that they can't get away with this forever, just spending money forever. And they're leading us down a very dangerous road. And this is how countries fall apart and get destroyed. And they're doing it. They're destroying not just America, they're destroying the whole world. These people, this mentality is destroying the world. And they are empowering themselves, though, so they love it. They're doing very well. The politicians at the top are doing very well. So the question is, you know, do they care about you? No, they see you as cows to be milked, and so look, modern monetary theory is just an excuse to spend more money. The people who embrace it in the Democrat Party, they don't even really understand it. They just hear that one sentence, so government can spend as much money as it wants because the government can print as much money as it wants. But this is going to destroy the dollar, and it's going to destroy the economy. And we're in big trouble. So on that happy note, that's it. So, we have to talk about this stuff. And I think we need to really get into the nuts and bolts of it with the Democrats so that they can understand how foolish their leaders, you know, the Democrat voters, like I've said, Democrat voters are busy. We're all busy. We've got things to do. We've got hobbies. We've got lives. We've got families. We've got jobs. You know, a lot of people are just too busy. They don't understand what these people at the top are doing. They're not paying attention. And so it's our job to wake them up and make them pay attention. So, all right, that's it. That's episode 39. And like I said, if you like this podcast, give me some good ratings on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Amazon, and all that kind of stuff. And Podbean. Go to Podbean. The website for the actual podcast is on Podbean. And you can go there and you can message me and all that kind of good stuff. So, and share it with all your friends. And I will see you on the next one on episode 40. All right. Bye-bye.